Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the Point series by China Forum. In this series, we will have one-on-one discussions with top-level officials, diplomats, well-known entrepreneurs, academics, and media experts from both China and abroad to hear their fresh insights on important global issues.
Welcome to CISS podcast, the Point series. This is Dawei with China Forum, CISS, Tsinghua University. In today's increasing complex and intense geopolitical landscape, how to bridge cultural divides has become a global top priority. During the four-day U.S.-China People's Dialogue, co-hosted by Center for International Security and Strategy and the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations, China Forum has invited the world-renowned basketball star, former president of the Chinese Basketball Association, Mr. Yao Ming, to share his personal experience as a Chinese basketball star in NBA, his views on the sports diplomacy, and his advice for younger generations. So, Mr. Yao, it's really our great honor, great pleasure to have you for this CISS podcast. And also at the beginning, I want to thank you for joining us for the second round of the People's Dialogue between China and the United States. So you were with us last year in New York, and this year we are really pleased that you can join us in Beijing. So today, our topic will focus on, very much about, because we have you here, of course, sports. But since we are in the process of this people's dialogue, so of course, today's topic is not just about basketball, it's about sport. It's about people's tie and, of course, foreign policy. So my first question, I think we all follow the news that you just stepped down from the presidency of Chinese Basketball Association. So can you share with us, after this, what's your plan? What's your life now? And what's your plan next? What are you busying at now?
Well, thank you for having me here. First of all, I had a great experience from the trip last year in New York. I met a lot of wonderful people, hear a lot of beautiful stories. That's why I'm here today, to hopefully to reunion with a lot of a friend and hopefully meet some new. Like you mentioned, that I just left the CBA, Chinese Basketball Association. I really appreciate that the people who work with me and support me in the last couple of years in doing my job. And for my personal reason, that I think I need to spend more time with my family, and also that if they need to go to a new era, I think that is the best interest for both of us, that we're going to our different parts. Right now, my main focus is my family, living in Beijing, but my home is in Shanghai. So it's not easy for me. Now I'm very happy I can go back home now. And also, I'm back to my original work that, before I worked for CBA, also I have my family foundation to support some of the kids in the school.
So that's a Yao Foundation.
Yao Foundation, yeah. Yes. And I can continue on this work to try to do my part, and hopefully that works still where we will work out.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful to hear that you can spend more time on the family and also with Yao Foundation. I know that you have done a lot of things helping kids in rural area, right? Helping them to training for basketball, right? Is that kind of...
We believe that at Yao Foundation, we believe that sports is a big part of our education.
Yeah.
But still, because in China, especially in Western China, like you mentioned, there's still the rural area that they are underdeveloped. Mm-hmm. Even some areas on the average,
yeah.
As art education, sports education, yeah. Is still a little bit of a luxury for them.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can do our part.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not our art. It's not our strength. Our sports side, not only basketball, but maybe soccer or something else, to provide some service, public service for those kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
On a village side, that can help them to get a little bit more practice and also organize some of a local game,
mm-hmm.
for them to step out of their area to meet, mm-hmm. new friends like I had when I was a kid. But obviously, I have a better opportunity than to step out of Shanghai to Beijing or to other city, and even further than that. I remember I have a chance to visit Paris and Melbourne at very young age, 16, 15 years old. I hope they can have that kind of equal opportunity.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because I'm from the western part of China, I really appreciate what you are doing with the kids there. So back to our topic today, sports and foreign policy, sports and the people-to-people tie. Yeah, you are such an icon, both in China and in the United States, and also on the people-to-people tie between the two countries. And you spend very long time in the U.S. playing NBA there. And also, I know that you have so many connections with players both here and in the United States and get very familiar with the society. So basically, generally speaking, what kind of role do you think sports can play in the country-to-country international relations? And I mean, what kind of, particularly the special role that sports can play? And past those several decades you experienced, is there anything, I mean, stories or interesting thing, person you have met, you encountered, that you can share with us regarding this, using sports to build people-to-people tie?
Okay, thank you. Well, we have to think of this sports, this word, a little broader.
Yeah.
A little bit broader. You know, we always think about the sports, especially in China, people think about basketball, football, soccer, volleyball, or track and field. All those games are related to Olympics, something. But also sports, it's remain in many areas. For example, computer scientists. Chess.
Yes.
Many things. Yeah. Sports basically is a small game that bring people fun. Fun from a competition.
Yeah.
From the competing. And the competing is the human nature of that. So we just have to think about this a little bit broader, that first thing, sports not only in the traditional sports, it's in many, many areas. Mm-hmm. Esports, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And also sports is one thing that you have to define yourself by your opponent, not only yourself.
Yeah.
So without your opponent, without your teammate, actually, you're nothing. So that it's a nature tool for people's communication or dialogue or whatever you call it. It's a perfect platform for people to know each other.
Yeah. So on your journey to the United States, spending such a long time in the United States, you met many people there and many things happened. Is there anything that you think still impressive today?
It is impressive, but after all, sometimes you think it's normal. Because while I was growing up in China, like I mentioned, obviously I had my childhood and also my teenager. All grew up in China, in Shanghai mostly. Yeah. Because when you first met somebody, you don't know it.
Yeah.
All right? You were thinking he grew up differently.
Yeah.
You think he's grown different. But after I went to U.S. and I played in the NBA, I lived there long enough, and I had a dinner or some of entertain or some of just in the coffee time with my teammate or some of my coach or team staff. I find out, after all, now we may speak different language, but we have all share similar life experience in different areas.
Yeah.
And life is not that much of a different.
Yeah.
It only happened in different area, under different language, maybe under different law, that's all. But after all, life is quite simple.
Well, you caught such an important point for me. I think I also have a lot of experience in the States and in other countries. I think all in all, we are all human beings, right? Of course, we have a lot of differences. But the commonality, I think, is much bigger than the differences.
The only cause people think different because we don't know enough.
Yeah.
When you have enough experience and talk to other side or other people, you find out there's more common than the different.
Yes. Then do you think this sports can bring people together and then make the two countries' relations better?
I mean, I think sports, especially physical sports, will bring people together, because when you play on court, whether you play together as the same team or you play each other as opponent, that the body language cannot lie. You can read people's mind much better than just word.
Mm.
And that gives you a better chance to meet some real friends on there. You can find a friendship from a battlefield. It's a similarity like this.
Yeah, and sometimes also people use sports to play the role like an ice-breaking thing. Like, for example, ping-pong diplomacy, it's always been mentioned. And I think North Korea also tried to reconcile with South Korea during the Winter Olympic held in South Korea. So those are all the very famous example for so-called sports diplomacy, I can say. Yeah. Do you think you played a role like basketball diplomacy between China and the United States when you were there?
I think, first of all, that I'm not only one playing in the United States. I'm actually with other great Chinese players together. I mean, four or five of them.
Yeah.
and they all play there. So I think because we've been benefited from the U.S.-China relationship, so we can transfer smoothly from China to U.S. Without that, I mean, like you said, you know, my parents were basketball players before back to the 70s, but back to that time, this is impossible.
Yeah.
So I think we are just a small part in a big relationship.
And we can also say, actually, you and your teammates, like Wang Zhizhi, like Yi Jianlian, those names I know that played in NBA, this generation represents the kind of, I won't say golden time, but a relatively a good constructive time of China-U.S. relations. So can I say that?
I think we all benefit from it.
Yes.
And also we met a lot of international players in NBA too. For example, that in my first year, I have a teammate from Slovenia, Boštjan Nakmar. I mean, this is not only happening in China-U.S. It's happening in different areas, different countries.
Yeah, that's really important. But I do think what you said is quite important, particularly in that period of time, you know, kind of globalization time, you know, people get together, and NBA is one of the platforms that people from different countries can.
You know, for sports athletes, one of their desire, one of our desire is that to play against always the best player, athlete.
Yes.
In a war.
Yes.
And the globalization give us the chance, give us the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
And whether in Olympics or in the NBA for basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I can't forget, you know, all those great teammates I play with, T-Mac, you know, Luis Scola from Argentina.
Yeah.
Dikembe, he's from Africa, but, you know, he went to college in USA. Okay. But, you know, all those guys gave me great experience during that time.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit, I will say, moved by what you said about you compare you and your parents, the different generation, all of you play basketball, but you have different experience. So, I mean, sometimes I think we have not appreciated the opportunity that a constructive or healthy international relations gave us. So when our generation have a relatively constructive, stable international relations, or maybe China-U.S. relations, we really benefit from that. And that changed our life, our career, our family.
Of course, course it. In a big picture, we can talk about international relationship, but in a small part, it's no different than the neighborhood living next door.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe we won't have a small palm in between us, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think the relationship is big and small, but sometimes we can learn something from small as a neighborhood.
Yes. So, yeah, all those are very wonderful stories. But, yeah, you said it's like neighbors. Neighbors sometimes have conflicts. Neighbors sometimes fight against each other.
Yeah.
So I think the relations between sports and the politics is not always a rosy picture. We had some dark time of that relationship. For instance, I still remember when I was a kid. I know that China sent our athletes to the Los Angeles Olympic Games in 1984. But at that time, I didn't know actually China and other Western countries boycott the Moscow Olympic Games. Later, when I grew up, I understand the history. So at that time, politics really have very big influence on sports. I mean, you are a player with basketball, and in NBA, for example, the relations between NBA and China become more difficult in recent years. So can you share with us your view on the dark side of the relations between sports and politics?
Since you mentioned that, if you think we'll take the clock back a little bit to 1972.
Okay.
That's Munich Olympics.
Oh, yes.
Back to 1972.
Terrorism.
And the terrorism happens. I think that's very extreme of the darkness you just talked about.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes boycott compared to that is kind of nothing.
Yes.
I mean, human being is very complex.
Yeah.
That's why stay conscious, stay reasonable is very important.
Yes.
And we don't want to go that far. Maybe can be go even farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a sports platform like the Olympics, like all other international competition, is so important to maintain this bridge, the habit, and so the people can cross it and continue to exchange the knowledge, exchange the culture, exchange the goodwill. Like I said, you know, during the competition, sometimes not only we can compare who is better, not only on the record, but also on heart.
Oh, that's really good, yeah. Not only on record, but also on heart. Thank you so much. And I want to end my interview with another back to basketball. I'm a father of a 15-year-old son, a boy who really loved play basketball, particularly when he was in his primary school. He's in Beijing, now he's a high school student. So after he became high school student, he found that the tension between study, between the academic parts with sports is so serious for him. he feels it's really hard to manage his time. Can he become, you know, very good at score in examination, but at the same time have enough time to have systematic basketball training? So I think this is a very commonplace, you know, problem in China. So you are a father too. So do we have any chance to solve this problem, the tension between academics, because sports is part of education. I totally agree with you. Yeah. Academic parts and sports.
That's what I'm saying. We have to bring this to another level.
Yeah.
Like you just mentioned, sports is part of education.
Yes.
Academic education and a physical education.
Yes, exactly.
And also there's art education, yeah, too. And these bring every human being become a whole. So I think within this, we have to understand, mm-hmm, and realize that important for the kids. And then as you just mentioned about the time management.
Yeah.
You know, when you love or you're passionate about something, you have to make a choice and make a sacrifice, mm-hmm, which is that, were you passionate enough to give up something that you feel comfortable with and put yourself in that situation in hardship for the study, uh-huh, or practice.
Yeah.
And that's a part of education too.
Yeah.
It is not about how good he can play any sports or draw a great paint about it.
Yeah.
It's about what choice he or she, mm-hmm, will make.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, is the most important lesson that you have to take on the road. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer to it, but you just have to take the steps.
Well, thank you. Such a wonderful response. It's kind of relieving for me as a father. I see the tension my son is facing, so I will pass your message to him and make him relieved too. So that's really important. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time, accepting the interview from CISS. I look forward to more cooperation with you in the future on people-to-people relations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Yao. Yeah, thank you.
That was Mr. Yao sharing his insights on sports as a unique arena of coexisting friendship and competition, and a pivotal medium for bridging cultural divides between individuals and nations. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more of the Point series.